This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. Light rain dampened some wildfires in far western Montana, while other fires closer to the central part of the state continued to spread and threaten rural residences. After most fires grew Saturday because of warm, windy conditions, yesterday's weather brought at least cooler temperatures across the state. Rain fell on a fire burning south of Libby, allowing fire managers to lift an evacuation order issued Saturday for 28 rural residences outside the town. Rain also calmed fires burning in Mineral and Missoula counties that had destroyed five Forest Service structures earlier. The mandatory evacuation order for Essex and the surrounding area was lifted this morning. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry has placed the community back on the set stage of the Ready, Set, Go evacuation model. Residents are advised to remain prepared to evacuate if conditions again warrant an evacuation. U.S. Highway 2 reopened earlier this morning with pilot cars escorting traffic between mileposts 176.8 and 185 at Bear Creek. On the Blackfeet Reservation, no rain fell on a wildfire that forced the evacuation of the community of Heart Butte. In fact, officials recommended yesterday that some rural ranches leave. More firefighters and equipment, meanwhile, are headed to the wildfire near Alberton. That's what the fire's incident commander, John Thompson, told about 200 people who crammed into the fire station in Alberton last night.
We got another hotshot crew that came in this afternoon. We should have 12 more engines by the end of the day. I think there were four dozers that showed up.
Thompson said he had to make the case for more help to the federal officials who manage the very limited resources now available to fire teams as over 100 wildland fires burn across the West. Thompson says he emphasized the West Fork Fish Creek fire he's commanding has evacuated about 300 people and has the potential to threaten Interstate 90, a rail line, and a BPA electrical line. In other news this morning, about 125 people have applied to replace the outgoing chief investment officer for the Montana Board of Investments. Clifford Sheets told the Independent Record he plans to retire in October after 10 years. He guided the state's investments through the Great Recession, during which Montana's investments posted a 20.7% loss and the pension assets bottomed out at $5.4 billion in February of 2009. Sheets currently oversees about $16.5 billion in assets being invested on behalf of the state of Montana, including just over $10 billion in eight state pension plans that cover 40,000 Montanans. When Sheets started in 2005, the return on Montana's public pension plans ranked in the bottom fourth of all equivalent plans in the country. Now, Montana's returns ranks in the top 25%. The University of Montana is apologizing to North Dakota State University football players, coaches, and staff after a post-game incident Saturday involving a fan who confronted a Bison player on the field. Fans rushed the field in Missoula after the Grizzlies scored a last-second touchdown to upset the top-ranked Bison. NDSU says one of the fans confronted Bison running back Chase Morlock and grabbed his face mask. Morlock pushed the fan away. Montana apologized for what it called a regrettable incident. The Montana Attorney General's office will not investigate fraud claims against a Utah lawmaker leading a push for western states to take control of federal lands. A spokesman says the office found no grounds for investigating Republican Representative Ken Ivory. Ivory's American Lands Council raises money by offering memberships to counties that cost up to $25,000 a year. A former contractor for the Bozeman Daily Chronicle is charged with stealing about $6,700 in change from newspaper racks from February through April. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Lloyd Walters has pleaded not guilty to felony theft. Court records say that witnesses reported seeing Walters take money from two newspaper racks. Rising patient numbers combined with a booming need for more care has created growing demand for more nurses in Montana. The situation has put extra strain on healthcare facilities across the state as they seek to fill the need for nurses. The vice president of the Montana Hospital Association tells the Billings Gazette that some help may be on the way in the form of new programs designed to seek out, educate, train, and retain qualified healthcare workers. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.